Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following weeks of increased COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, more state leaders have begun asking residents to stay at home in hopes of helping curb the virus. This week, Texas became the first U.S. state to surpass a million cases. COVID-19 is hurting us more than we think. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has this.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that one in five coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Joe Biden said Tuesday that nothing would stop the transfer of power in the U.S. government.
We're going to be moving along in a consistent manner, putting together our administration, the White House, and reviewing who we're going to pick for the cabinet positions. And nothing's going to stop that.
President Trump continues his legal actions, claiming ballot harvesting and voter irregularities. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. In the Silver State last week, state officials in Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud. Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. A whistleblower has come forward in Clark County, home of Las Vegas, claiming voter fraud was allegedly committed in Nevada during the early voting period. Her claim of ballot harvesting is in a sworn affidavit. The affidavit, which has been submitted to the Justice Department, also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without identification. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena, or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his eighth term. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election, and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate, too, if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Some days it's harder than others. And right now we're going through, what makes America great, really, is that we can have this discussion and we can get through this process. And just like everything else, whether it's COVID or it's counting ballots, we got to do this together. And we got to continue to hold those accountable that are counting the ballots. We already just heard in terms of breaking news that Trump wins Alaska over Biden. This is according to a projection what else is going on here that you need to be aware of? Lieutenant Governor, I mean, there's so much you need to be aware of when it comes to all the vote and the counting and that. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is offering up to $1 million in rewards for voter fraud tipsters. With us right now is Dan Perkins. Dan, this is a mess, but it's not like we haven't been here before. And in this modern era, we can filter this out. But you've got to have the intestinal fortitude and the patience to, you know, get through this process. I know there's a percentage and a growing percentage of people that just added, just said, get me out of this nightmare. Right.
Yeah. And I always appreciate being on your show and giving me an opportunity to express my opinion. I sent you a copy of a commentary that I put out last weekend. Mm-hmm. Which I tried to explain to my readers what went on during this election affected me, and I believe it may be the emotion of the moment, Bill, but, mm-hmm. but I believe what happened in this election seriously damaged the American dream.
Right.
And I
read that, Dan, and I can feel your emotions in it and your heartbreak and what it represents to all of America, but, you know, our kids and our grandkids, the next generation. This is what's hanging in the balance that big tech, mainstream media, you know, all these antithetical forces, the Chinese, communist Chinese, their tentacles within our government. I mean, we've been told that if we lost the American dream, it was going to be as a result of an inside-out proposition, not from the outside in. And this is exactly what has happened. You know, people have been conditioned to an expected outcome. For 4 years, we've been bombarded with this narrative from the mainstream media that did us no favors, that didn't protect anything or do anything to advance the integrity of our government. What they did was they went full force. 92% of the reporting on Donald Trump was all negative. So what were you supposed to think on Election Day, right?
Yeah. Well, I think you're absolutely right. A couple of close commentary thoughts. It looks like based on what I'm seeing now, the Democrats have 218 votes in the House, which gives them control of the House. Mm. However, there are 17 seats yet undecided. Of those 17 seats, nine of them are weighted heavily towards Republicans,
mm-hmm.
which means that at 201, that the Republicans could wind up with 210 versus 218.
Mm-hmm.
So the margin for the Democrats is eight to 10 votes.
Right.
Now, we have a midterm election, and historically, a first-term president midterm election loses between 10 and 30 seats, or however Barack Obama lost 65 in his midterm. So if we hold the House or hold the Senate, in 2 years, we get control of the House. It's Biden is in a position he's going to have to rule by executive.
Yeah, by fiat. We're back to Obama again. Yeah.
You're right. However, but some of his campaign promises that he said he was going to make are not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he wants to raise taxes $4.2 or $3 trillion. That legislation has to start by law, by the Constitution, in the House Ways and Means Committee, and then it has to pass the full House, and it has to pass the Senate. And if we have control of the Senate, it's probably not going to it's not going to get through the Senate. So his tax increase is not going to be there. Number two, he said he wants to repeal the Trump tax cut. Again, that was not done by executive action. That was done by legislation. So that means the Congress would have to go back and rescind the law,
mm-hmm.
and that means it has to pass the full House and pass the Senate before it could go to the president to be signed. So those two issues were major campaign promises, that I'm going to increase your taxes and increase taxes for people over $400,000, and I'm going to increase the corporate tax and all those things. There's a very good possibility, Bill, that those will never happen. So those are two campaign promises that are probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, how much is he – and already he's getting squeezed. He's not even in the Oval Office. He's already getting squeezed by progressives. AOC et al. Are coming at him full force. Black Lives Matter, and we're not talking the nice Black Lives Matter. We're talking these very aggressive – interventionists are coming at him full force. And basically what they're saying, this is deja vu all over again. It kind of reminds me of when Bill Clinton was elected the first time. If you remember, LGBTQ came in big time into the Clinton Oval Office and said, hey, we got you elected, man. We represent 20% of America. You better cater to us. And Bill Clinton, in his inimitable charm and manner, said, well, let me break down the reality. The LGBTQ community represents really about 4%. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt, say 5%, but you're no 20%. And, you know, we're going to help you out, but, put your agenda down. And, enjoy the ride. We'll take care of you. And gave him a cup of coffee and a donut and sent him out the Oval Office. And
Right. Now, following that, that's a really good point, because there was an article this morning on Fox News about some of the people that are being talked about as candidates for cabinet officers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so far, 3 sitting senators, Democratic senators, are being considered for cabinet positions. They leave, and depending upon the rules of the state, there may have to be a special election or the governor can appoint. But they're not going to be as secure if those senators stay. So that, to me, that's like a tactical mistake. Why would you do that?
Exactly.
To reduce your leadership or your numbers in the Senate. So that doesn't make any sense.
Especially when we got two critical seats coming up in Georgia right now, and with the millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars they spent, for several Senate seats, what are they going to spend in Georgia? I mean, this is just going to be nuts.
Yeah, but I think that, yes, you're right, they're going to spend a lot, but because of all the concern about the viability and reliability of the voting in general,
right,
the scrutiny on this ballot, this vote in January, is probably going to be the highest it's ever been anywhere in the country.
Do you think? Oh, we got to go to break. We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. live.
Well, happy Veterans Day to all our vets out there. 2020, Dan Perkins. I think we got everybody covered. Do we have a song yet for the U.S. Space Force? I don't know if we do. Do we?
I haven't heard any.
No, I haven't heard, but we got everybody else covered. Got the Marines covered. Of course, I had to stand up. It was our birthday yesterday, by the way, 245th United States Marine Corps birthday. It was so awesome. And so here it is. We got all these great restaurants, whoever remains open, bless their hearts, even in this time of COVID. I mean, they're still giving to our vets. I mean, you know, from steaks to pancakes. I mean, it's just amazing. God bless them. I pray that they would continue to be covered and that their businesses and all the people that work for these businesses, that they will be greatly blessed and that all this that we've gone through right now will be redeemed. And that our future will be brighter. But at the very core of all this, Dan, as you know, our passion is we've got to deal with the truth on this deal. We've been so bombarded. But before we get into that and pick up where we left off, update us on Songs and Stories for Soldiers. You got some great news for us.
Yeah, Songs and Stories for Soldiers tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock Pacific time. We'll start where our show is going to be broadcast on 165 stations in the VBS radio network, and Songs and Stories will be on every show with the Veterans Tip of the Day. So we're excited about expanding dramatically the network and the number of people who have a chance to hear the Veterans Tip of the Day.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, we've been called by many of the hospitals and clinics that we're working with, because many of the veterans are either now homeless or they're sick and in hospitals. And we got a call from the Cleveland VA right next door to the Cleveland Clinic by a longtime friend of mine who's been a supporter from day one. And he said, I need your help. I've got hundreds of veterans here that we can't allow people into the hospital. They can't visit. They're there. The loneliness is just unbearable.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, more players. And we did. And
yes.
So I can't travel because of the restrictions. And but donations are coming in. As I told you during the break, I got one woman who sent me $5,000 to buy players for 500 veterans. So. It's just, and you, of course, as an ambassador and a long, long time regular contributor, we greatly appreciate what you do each month and your support of it. But, you know, it's a ministry that's growing, and hopefully in the next, maybe by the end of the year, we'll have another major announcement, which will be great for our organization and great for the vets.
Well, exactly. And, Dan, we're just so proud of you. And we're proud to be associated with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. And direct people to the website where they can go and they can be an ambassador and join us in our efforts. I mean, you know, when you talk about these vets, you know, we're all, you know, in various conditions of less than normal conditions. But our vets especially, I mean, you know, the loneliness, I mean, we hear about this, but you think, gosh, everybody's impacted. You know, and our vets are left there, and you know, a little MP3 player goes a long way, and how it blesses them.
You know, you're absolutely right, Bill. I think the thing that has affected me more than anything else, another sadness in my heart, is that during this pandemic, and we may see it again, when we shut down the hospitals for visitation of family members.
Yes.
We had civilians, but we also had veterans who were dying alone. And that's really hard for me to understand. I mean, I understand why they did it. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with it. Mm-hmm. But to have somebody who'd given so much for our country to be lying in a hospital bed and not being able to say goodbye to their husband or wife or whoever.
Exactly.
Alone. I mean, it's just
Dan, and that could be handled. I mean, I went into a hospital one time. There was a friend of mine who was dying, and he had Mercer, and you know, I put the scrubs on. I had to do all this stuff to go in and see him, and I wasn't direct family. He worked for me at one of the radio stations that I was working at, and they allowed me in. I mean, they can, you know. We got to, you know, the psychological damage that has been thrust upon the American people in this, and I, like you, when it hit me as I was talking and reporting about this, that people were dying in, you know, alone in these hospitals, it broke my heart. I mean, it was, I, you know, like you and like so many others, this has been the tragedy of all this that has taken place. And unfortunately, this whole epidemic, this pandemic that's taken place, because it became a weaponized political issue. You know, the American people, we were the ones that have suffered, you know, for this. But this is what you get when you you elect bad politicians. And this is really what's being exposed. And people need to take note is which politicians out there, which governors, which representatives, you know, yielded to the will of the people instead of to their own power and their exercise thereof, which is unconscionable. And maybe it might take a little bit for it to ferret out, only because of the brain bruising that's taken place by the American people as they're processing this. But the truth is the truth, and people need to choose wiser when it comes to electing governors that have control over their lives and have done the things that they've done, you know, to them. It's just incredible to think about it, Dan.
Bill, the CDC reported recently that one in four Americans, 25% of this country, is suffering from anxiety or depression.
Mm-hmm.
One in four.
Yeah.
And it's because of the uncertainty about the virus, the uncertainty of what I should be doing.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, we here on the island have about 65 cases so far. The government is not telling us anything other than the number of cases. I've been to city council and protested that we don't get any information, and I think we're entitled to find out how many people have been affected, how many got really sick and went to the hospital, or did any of them die? Did anybody have to go on ventilators? How many were asymptomatic? We don't have any of that information. So we're forced, like I said to council, we're forced to make a decision based on one factoid, how many people have had the virus.
Well, it's just not right, and we know that as we're processing through all this. But again, we've got to hold our elected officials accountable. If you don't, I mean, here we are today. Where are we going to be? Where are we going to be in the next pandemic, Dan? What's that going to look like? Heaven help us, Dan. Dan Perkins has been our guest as always. We appreciate Dan's insight. Thank you, Dan. God bless. Take care.
My pleasure.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following weeks of increased COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, more state leaders have begun asking residents to stay at home in hopes of helping curb the virus. This week, Texas became the first U.S. state to surpass 1 million cases. COVID-19 is hurting us more than we think. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has this.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that one in five coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Well, you remember during the primaries for the Democratic Party, in one debate, they were asked, would you support Medicare for all illegals that came into the United States? And they all raised their hand without an exception. And so is it any wonder that Joe Biden would see some illegal non-citizen voters sending some ballots his way? Not to mention that the system was, gamed, thank you very much, in the state of California, because what they do now, well, two things what they did. First of all, they allowed all illegal immigrants to receive a California driver's license. Of course, this gets you on airplanes and all this other thing, but that's a whole other issue. But they all get California driver's license. And the other thing is that California driver's license database is used to process votes. I mean, process ballots, the sending of ballots to illegal immigrants. And we saw what happened in the midterms in 2018 and how seven predominantly red districts in Southern California particularly were flipped in one election cycle. That's like near impossible that would happen, barring any kind of gerrymandering that would take place. But there was none. It was just a matter of ballot harvesting, which the ballot harvesters took, direct advantage of there in California. William Gein is with us right now. He's the president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group. And he's here with us this morning. William, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
All right. So you affirm that, in fact, illegal non-citizen voters elected Biden.
Well, we've been pushing that for quite some time. I mean, we've been warning the country about non-citizen voters, including illegal aliens, for over 10 years now. And we've collected a spot on our website at allypac.us, and the favorite section, or the most popular section, that now, as of yesterday, has 61 different examples. Documented examples of evidence that non-citizen voters are voting. Now, the reason we built that list is because the liberals and the media, the mainstream press, the Washington Post, the New York Times, I'm sure they'll all say, first of all, they tell people all the time, there's no significant voter fraud in America, and we know that's not true. Yeah. But they'll also try to tell you that, claims like ours that non-citizens are voting are just not really all that much to complain about. But we have 61 examples now. Mm-hmm. That say that there is. And what does it take? Does it take 100? Does it take 600? How many examples do we need? Because many of these examples are not just individuals. We do have individuals that were caught, that were non-citizens, that were tried. It's very rare that they faced court punishment. Mm-hmm. Then we find groups of them, like 19 were charged last year here in my home state of North Carolina, mm-hmm. with registering and voting, both of which are felonies, by the way. It's a felony for a non-citizen, which includes illegal aliens and people here on work permits, to register to vote. It's another federal felony for them to actually vote. But some of the examples, like what we see out of Las Vegas, are descriptions in newspaper articles by non-citizens themselves describing widespread behavior by trade unions and the Democratic Party to register and machine politic field non-citizens. Now, I used to be a Democrat a long time ago. I used to work for their machinery a long time ago. There's no holes barred. There's any means necessary, okay? We don't just have a little problem here and there. I mean, the Democrats know that there are no safeguards in place in most states to prevent illegals from registering. All there is a box. Mm-hmm. And if you check that box saying, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen, no one checks it on the county level, no one checks it on the state level, no one checks it on the federal level. Unless you go and tell somebody, I'm a non-citizen and I register to vote, there's no way for them to detect or catch you. And the Democratic Party and the trade unions are all quite aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're also aware that they can get illegal immigrants and non-citizens to vote, according to the studies here, 86% Democrat, or at least in 2008, the non-citizens that were surveyed by this group that we're citing today called Just Facts out of New Jersey found mm-hmm. that 82% of non-citizens who said they were illegally registered and voting also stated that they voted for Barack Obama, and 18% said they were voting for John McCain. So the Democrats have over a 4-1 or, you know, 4 out of 5 advantage.
Exactly.
In the non-citizen category.
William, why is it that the Democrats have been, you know, they've made this a mission, and they've become experts in voter fraud? I mean, clearly, I mean, this belongs, you know, solely with the Democratic Party. I mean, very rarely do I hear, you know, issues like this from the Republican Party, or am I delusional?
Well, in my opinion, it's because the Republican Party, like with what we saw with Trump, is more likely to tap into populist issues that are more supported by the American public or the indigenous people of America, meaning the people who have controlled America for most of, you know, of 250 years. The Democrats, with their, you know, transgender agenda, amnesty for illegal immigrants, and, you know, liberalizing sex crime laws to decriminalize, you know, things with minors, stuff like that is very, very unpopular, you know, seizing guns, taking away guns from American citizens,
right.
Banning assault. These are all unpopular with supermajorities, in many cases, of America's indigenous population. So to change the United States into something more global, something more favored by gazillionaires like Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, and Soros, they have paralyzed the United States defenses from within the government and allowed or facilitated the importation of millions upon millions of people who have viewpoints that are, one, a more controllable, more malleable, more governable than American citizens, because they
right.
come from, you know, countries where they're beaten down, and many of them have views that are antithetical to the Christians and the people that have ruled America.
Exactly.
So just they've imported a new population of workers and voters, and now those workers and voters are being fielded by the Democratic Party to give the Democratic Party full and permanent control. It's
right.
not an accident. If you're looking for foreign influence on election, this is it.
Exactly.
And it looks like here we are in 2020. We literally are teetering on the edge here where, you know, this study that we're promoting by another organization, Just Facts, their estimates are, then, and this wide margin of error, you know, here, but their estimates are that around 51,000 non-citizen voted 4 to 5 for Democrats, at least in Arizona, 55,000 non-citizen illegal Democrat voters for in Georgia. I guess I should apply like 82%. I'm giving you guys raw numbers, but 82% of 22,500 in Michigan, 22,000 in Nevada, 46,000 in my home state of North Carolina, 32,000 in Pennsylvania, 5,000 in Wisconsin. These are clearly numbers that especially apply to a, you know, these are the swing states.
And those negate, and people need to keep in mind, these negate legal votes by this process. I mean, as you were mentioning earlier, I mean, look what happened to Ilhan Omar in her district there in Minnesota. I mean, James O'Keefe and Veritas catches them on tape, ballot harvesting. I mean, the guy said, you know, anecdotally, he goes, I've got a car full of ballots here. And he's got, you know, a couple of dozen ballots in his hand. And what he's done in terms of ballot harvesting and going in a combination of, you know, getting votes, collecting votes from, you know, illegal immigrants, I mean, because some of them just don't know better. They get it. They get a ballot and knock, 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 because they get all the addresses. These operatives, they know where these ballots are sent. They know where these illegals are, because birds of a feather flock together. So they go knocking on doors and they start collecting. Some they will pay. Some they will, you know, the people don't know better. And so they'll just hand it to them and say, well, you know, I got this. I'm not legal. I don't know. Can I vote? Don't worry about it. Just give me the ballot. I'll take care of it for you. And off they go. Go ahead.
Well, we're seeing from the reports and the documentation we have in our 61 different examples of non-citizens voting, which, by the way, you know, thanks for having us on the show to talk about this. We're really having trouble getting the widespread media traction that you would think that a list of 61 examples of this would.
Oh, they're not interested in the truth right now, William. There's no doubt they were set for a prescribed conclusion. Right now, they've got it. It is so close to being finally declared, but for Donald Trump and his courage and 70 million plus Americans who are supporting this president to continue the good fight to make sure that we have a free and fair election, because our democracy is on the line, bottom line here, right?
Well, that's what we're trying to do at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. Anybody out there listening that opposes non-citizens stealing your votes, we'd appreciate your support on our site.
He's the president of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group. William Gein right here. Thank you, William. Take care. Godspeed.
Bill.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you.
Okay, it seems like more and more Americans, that is their sentiment, their heart's cry is God only knows, in the midst of all this confusion that we've been going through, and even confusion regarding the Affordable Care Act. The Vice President, Senior Counsel for HealthInsurance.com is here to talk about the SCOTUS review of ACA through Texas v. California, and offering an update on the current ACA status and open enrollment. Jan DeBoskis is the Vice President, Senior Counsel for HealthInsurance.com. Jan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, we need your help here. Help us understand. I mean, you know, in the midst of everything else, COVID that we're dealing with, do we have an election? You know, is it free? Is it fair? You know, all the controversy that's going on with it.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Affordable Care Act hanging in the balance and Amy Coney Barrett and all this other stuff that, you know, what's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but?
Sure. So let me just give you a quick rundown of what the case is really about. It's about the Jobs and Tax Cut Act, when President Trump took the individual mandate penalty down to $0. The question that's being presented to the Supreme Court is, when you go down to $0 and you basically eliminate that mandate, does that invalidate the ACA as a whole? Mm-hmm. And so there are a couple of ways that the Supreme Court can take a look at it. They can say it invalidates the ACA as a whole, or they can say, you know what, the insurance part can stand, and the fact that there's no individual mandate, that can just be carved out, and we can say that there's no individual mandate, but you still have the ACA in place. Mm-hmm. And so that was the question going into oral arguments this week, was what are we going to do with the ACA? And we were at the oral argument stage, which means there's been all kinds of briefing. The parties have written back and forth to the Supreme Court. Now we're going to argue it out so you can sort of hear the arguments, you know, really in person. And then the Supreme Court's going to go back and they're going to think about it and they're going to come out with a ruling, you know, typically somewhere in the April to June type of a range. And so what's important about the oral arguments is that it really is the first time that we get an opportunity maybe to have a sense of what the Supreme Court is thinking about, and that's based on the questions that they ask and how they interact with the attorneys who are arguing for each party. Mm-hmm. And so what we heard from Justice Roberts was, you know, when the Tax and Jobs Cut Act was passed, they didn't invalidate the ACA. They just worked on the individual mandate part. So that sort of suggests that Congress was okay with the ACA standing there. And Brett Kavanaugh made a comment about, well, it seems to me that the ACA could stand on its own. So, you know, what we're hearing is that two of the conservative justices are thinking about the severability, about maybe the ACA could stand, maybe not. Where it gets confusing is Vice President Biden came out yesterday and had a speech, and he said, you know, the insurance for 20 million people is standing in the balance, and that's not an accurate statement.
Exactly.
I'll give you a little preview. We had a survey that came out today that we'll be releasing next week, and, you know, 35% of people said they don't know what this means if the ACA is invalidated, and Vice President Biden's comment also means that he doesn't know what it would mean. So,
how can he talk about 20 million people when only 8 million people are you know, have elected to hold on to the Affordable Care Act right now? So we have very low participation in actuality, do we not?
Yeah, you know, the number of people that are covered by the ACA is actually a little bit more than you would expect, because the ACA does have rules for group health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So all those folks who are covered by their employer coverage and they have their kids can be on their coverage until age 26, they're required to cover pre-existing conditions. That impacts employer coverage as well. So it's not just the individual exchanges that we're looking at. The ACA is a little bit more far-reaching. Mm-hmm. I do believe that if the individual, if the ACA was invalidated, these are protections that are popular with employees, so I don't see employers pulling them back. But the ACA does actually cover more than you really think about right. that individual.
Why would they not want to go back to what was in existence before? I mean, if they made accommodation for pre-existing and children being on their parents' health care to the age of 26 and just go back because this way, I mean, men don't need to be paying for health care that is exclusively for women, and women don't need to be paying for health care that's exclusively for men. But that's still part of the ACA, is it not?
Yeah, so you know, I can give you my personal example. I am no longer able to have children. I'm 45 years old, but I pay for maternity coverage.
Right.
That seems silly, right? Why can't I say I'm not medically able to have children? I shouldn't have to pay for maternity coverage. I would like to not pay for that.
Well, in case of a miracle. In case of a miracle, though. You know, Jan, I was just saying.
And that would be a happy miracle, yes.
Okay, but, all right.
Yeah, but, you know, the reality is that the benefits that the ACA cover are very expensive. And so you need a lot of people paying in order to cover all the robust level of coverage that it provides. Or you need the premiums to go up. You know, people need to pay more. So what they're trying to do is balance out the youth, attracting youth into the ACA. If you have high premiums, youth are not going to pay for it. Right. They're going to say, I'm healthy, I'm going to take the risk. And then the older folks, folks who have pre-existing conditions, they have cancer, things like that, they're very expensive to cover. Mm-hmm. You know, they need more help, but they can only take on so much, premium payment. And, you know, then if the coverage is too expensive, then what we're looking at is people in the pool can't pay enough for it. So then the federal government's going to have to start coming in. So, you know, what they're trying to do is balance all of that out. And not disrupt the market so that folks feel that they can't participate and they don't know what's going on. You know, and the statements that Vice President Biden made, 20 million people would no longer have health insurance. That's going to scare people, but that's
exactly
not actually how the insurance would work. It's a program that's guaranteed renewable. And what that means is as long as you're paying your premium, you will continue to have the coverage. And so I feel everybody should know that if it's found to be invalidated, the ACA is not going to go away on the next day.
Right.
They would continue to have coverage, and that's actually a very reassuring thing. And then there'd be a transition period, and a couple of years later, we'd have a new plan that would come out. And maybe it would be the states that would be in charge of the plan rather than the federal government.
Exactly. Well, maybe the Supreme Court should just throw it back to the legislature. Since you guys have messed this thing up from day one. I mean, you know, Justice Roberts had to clean it up the last time. And really, and this is all problematic. This is all the severability issue that we're dealing with. But it's like, look, we're better than this. I mean, you know, let's go across state lines. Let's go open up the markets. Let's make this happen. We've got concierge health care happening, I believe, in about 1,000 states. I mean, in 1,000 states, 1,000 offices, I should say. And for $50 for one person, roughly, $50 a month, you can get all the health care you want. Go see a doctor as often as you want for $50. So, and their prescription benefits have been renegotiated. They're like 10 cents on the dollar. You know, there are things like that that can happen in the free market. But when you have government and people wanting to put their name on health care for the sake of their own personal legacy as opposed to the service to the community and we, the people, it gets all mired in bureaucracy. And, you know, it's like, but I would love it if the Supreme Court just said, you know, you knuckleheads, we're not going to pick up this. We're not going to clean up this mess for you. You know, this is a bad piece of legislation. You knew it from day one when Nancy Pelosi said you got to pass it to find out what's in it. And then one of your key advisors, Jonathan Gruber, said, oh, we purposely made it confusing because the American people are too stupid. And so it's like, oh, well, that makes us warm and comfortable, right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, what's interesting is they look at, as you take a look at Medicare, because the idea, ultimately, the idea could be that we all go on Medicare. Eventually, the age comes down and we all go on Medicare. But even within Medicare, there are a variety of levels of plans. You can buy Part A. You can buy Part B. You can turn your Part A and Part B coverage into Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part C. You can buy Medicare Part A and Part B and then add on Medicare supplement to help you pay for the gaps. There's quite a bit of variety within Medicare, which is actually pretty interesting.
Exactly.
We don't see as much variety within the ACA as far as the levels of coverage that you're able to buy. And so I think that's part of what consumers are, you know, the feedback that you and I are giving now is we'd like more choice. We'd like to be able to decide our level of coverage and then be responsible for those differences as long as coverage options are available and we can make the choices. Right.
Well, you know, in a way, it's kind of a modified single payer, that which is what the Democrats wanted all along anyway. And Medicare is the mechanism to get us there. Possibly it's already has the infrastructure. So, like you say, if you do it in a tiered level, a responsible tiered level, hey, maybe that's the easy fix. Possibly. I don't know.
I think that's part of what may be coming down the pike, right? So Vice President Biden's platform, he'd like to lower the age of Medicare eligibility to 60. And that's actually pretty popular with voters. You know, we have polls saying that, you know, more than 50% of people think that that's actually a viable idea. And even, you know, if you go to 60, then heck, why not 50? Why not 55?
Right, exactly.
So, I think it's coming.
Well, it's another tax in the offing, and whenever, you know, the government has their hands on it, you know what comes out, and, you know, this is the thing. Can we have a smart health care plan put together? I mean, that's the challenge, and it's going to be up to we, the people, to keep the pressure on them to make sure that happens. Don't you think, Jen? We got about 10 seconds left.
Absolutely. Right. I think it's up to us to make our preferences known.
Without a doubt. Where can they go for more information, Jen?
Thank you. Oh, you can go to healthinsurance.com. We have all kinds of articles and lots of great information out there for you. We'd love to hear back from you guys.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.